Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right about now.
Let's get right back to it. A few minutes after 8 o'clock, Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. Let's talk about the Make It Happen Mets. They better make it happen. This is the biggest test of the season coming up. They're about to play the best team in baseball. They're about to play the Milwaukee Brewers, who are 44-16 over their last 60 games. Pat Murphy, who won Manager of the Year last year over Carlos Mendoza. Carlos Mendoza one-upped him by beating them in the wild card out there in Milwaukee. You think those guys forgot about that? They did not. They did not. And so now you leave the friendly confines of Citi Field and all your fans booing you to go to Wisconsin. And the Brewers are set up here where if they beat you these next couple games, you know, when you look at the standings, the Mets are in the last wild card spot. The Cincinnati Reds are three games out. The Milwaukee Brewers have been jockeying for position with the Cubs for a while, and now they've got a little bit of breathing room. They're 3.5 up on the Cubs. They're looking to keep padding that lead. The Brewers, the man from Milwaukee, David Stearns, knows very well. They're scrappy. They're young. And if you think you're going to face the Miz or Peralta or whoever they have on the mound, and we can take a look at who's lined up for Milwaukee, if you're not going to hit against those guys, you're not going to win. 888-808-1019. The Mets lineup, their high-priced lineup, Juan Soto. Juan Soto's got to come alive. So if you're a Met fan, you have to hope that that home run today wakes up Juan Soto. You got to hope that them escaping from being no hit wakes up the team. Because this stretch here where you go to Milwaukee real quick, but then you come back and you face the Braves. And there's just something about that Braves uniform. When they see the Mets, they turn up. There's just something about the Braves where they don't fear the Mets, whether it's in Atlanta or it's in Queens. And it's not a guarantee that you take two out of three from them. And then the Mariners come to your place with Cal Raleigh. And they obviously have Randy Arozarena and Julio Rodriguez and J.P. Crawford. But they added Eugenio Suarez, a guy that you didn't go after. And they also added Josh Naylor. They have a very potent lineup. So if you can't score going to face the Braves after facing the Brewers, facing the Mariners, and if you can't pitch deep into games against these lineups, like something's got to give. Either the starters for the Mets can go deeper into games while the lineup actually drives in runs and then they can hand it over to the bullpen, or there's going to be a lot more losses here in this month of August, the dog days. 888-808-1019. Call up the kids. No? Brandon Sproat? Nolan McLean? No, don't want to give them an opportunity to show what they can do? Okay. Okay, so then you just go forward with Frankie Montas and Kodai Senga and just hope Clay Holmes is good for five innings. And I don't know, they need Paul Blackburn back or something. But, like, it is going to get challenging here. And maybe they need to go on the road. Maybe they need to be, you know, the Mets versus the opposing team. I'll tell you, like, in Miller Park, though, their fans are so chill. All they do is drink beer and eat cheese curds, and they're not a rowdy bunch. You know, it's not going to be a hostile environment there. But it's going to be hostile as far as the style of play that Milwaukee plays against the Mets. You're going to have to break out of it. They got to hit. The lineup's got to be better. Or there's a lot more losses on the way. And I just feel like looking at this team, they don't have the fight. They don't have the chemistry. There's something going on right now. And I can't put a finger on it. Maybe they felt like they needed another bat at the deadline. You know, you were never getting Byron Buxton. Luis Robert, not really a thing. Maybe they, like I said, are looking at a guy like Juan Soto, who's supposed to be all world, supposed to be MVP-like, highest paid player in baseball, completely underperforming, but then walks around like, whatever. I'm Juan Soto, though. Lindor, who is the captain and leader of the team, hasn't been much better. And Alonso, yeah, he's going to walk down that record. But they need more. They need more out of Nimmo. They need more out of the young guys. Vientos has to continue. Beatty. It's got to come together here on the road quickly. And then you come back home, and I think you have the benefit of all these home games. But you got to keep pace right now, because if you struggle here against Milwaukee over the weekend and the Braves and the Mariners, like these are three tough series. And I know the Braves have had a tough year, but like I said, they turn it on when it's time to face the Mets. I know they're 17 games back. But then the Phillies, who you're chasing, who you're 2.5 back from, come to your building, and they want smoke. They didn't forget about last year either. And they did add Duran. They did add Harrison Bader. You know, and they do have a bunch of guys that are hitting, and they can score runs, and they can pitch with the best of them as well. So this is it, right? This is a crucial stretch for the Mets. And for the Met fan, you should have high hopes and high standards for Steve Cohen, David Stearns, Juan Soto, and these guys. Just making the playoffs isn't good enough. Soto. Just having Juan Soto on the team to just barely make the playoffs isn't good enough. Mendoza was on this station today and talked about going to win the division. Right? This could be the last year of Pete Alonso in your uniform. The record is cool. That's going to be a great time and great day or whatever, but like, you need to win. You need to win. And this is going to be the dog days stretch right here that's going to decide some things as we move forward. 888-808-1019. Eric is in Boonton, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Eric?
Keith, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So I spoke to you when you first got on the Fan on a regular basis a couple years ago, I guess now. So the Mets, I'm a big-time Mets fan, and they are just mind-boggling at this point. Like, what do you do? You've got seem to have the players in the right place, and they're just not performing.
He's changed the lineup multiple times this week. I mean, you're starting pitchers. We were proclaiming that you know, this pitching lab, Jeremy Hefner, and what they've done with the pitching lab, and what, you know, how David Stearns goes about not signing long term contracts and getting the most out of these guys, but they've run out of gas.
Yeah, it's not working. Yeah, you know, it's and this basically is the team we have going forward. Alonso, I think, has been fantastic, and I hope they sign him as a longtime Met fan to, you know, even
he deserves
to overpay him to the back.
He should be a forever Met. He should be 20, should be retired in, you know, 10, 15 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, 100%. And on the Cowboys side, I know you're a Cowboy fan. That's what we spoke about.
Oh, no, I abandoned them. Jerry Jones, I can't
good.
Jerry Jones is talking about.
Where are you going? Because I'm looking
about,
for another team.
Honestly, the Buffalo Bills. I was watching Hard Knocks today. I'm like, maybe my son will want to be a Bills fan. They have a state-of-the-art stadium where, like, maybe they're technically a New York team. Maybe nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo. Maybe I get down with Bills Mafia. I can't do Jerry Jones anymore. I'm not keeping up with the Joneses.
I'm a Cowboy fan since 72, and I'm just, you know, it makes me throw up the last 25 years. I'm literally looking for another team.
Yeah, because there's nothing to root for, and you know they're going to fail, and it starts at the top. Jerry is so old. He's got to get off the cameras and the microphones. Today, they had the audacity to ask this guy about the Micah Parsons situation, or they asked him about it. He had the audacity to talk about, I bought the Cowboys with a handshake. It took about 30 seconds. I gave the number, shook hands, and the details were worked out there. And he's claiming that, like, he had a deal with Micah Parsons last year with a handshake, eye contact. What are you talking about, bro? It's 2025. We need DocuSign. We need in-person ink to paper. You can't sign a player like Micah Parsons with a handshake and a wink wink.
Well, that was kind of the end for me.
Yeah, I'm done because, like, it's the same song and dance every year. Thanks for the call, Eric. I was gonna get to it later, but we could do it now. With the football, you know, and I love football, man. We're getting the fantasy football leagues going. I'm talking to some people about some content. I'm trying to see if I got the arm still. See if I could run some routes still kind of like, I'm like, all the stuff I put out on the internet, I think it'd be cool if I throw the football around, go run some routes, get some of that on camera. But as far as, like, my team goes, you just heard the last caller. Yeah, I called you when you first got on WFA. I'm coming up on 4 years this month since my audition. And it doesn't help me being a Dallas Cowboy fan on WFAN. This is a big year for the Giants. And I'm all for the Giants and the characters on that team and them winning some games and them shaking up some stuff and surprising some people. And I told you, figure out what weeks to bet on the Giants. They're going to get somebody. That defense is going to wreak havoc, cause some turnovers, whatever. I'm out on the Dallas Cowboys. My son's 2.5. He doesn't know what the Dallas Cowboys are. He knows what the Yankees are. He's been to spring training. He's been the Yankee game. He knows we are not Dallas Cowboys fans in this household because of Jerry Jones. He dragged his feet last year to pay Dak, paid him hours before they kicked off on week one. How'd that turn out? Made him the highest paid, but how'd that turn out? CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb had to hold out and miss camp. And, like, just because, like, don't you hate that? Like, just because he's the richest guy and his franchise is worth the most in the NFL, he carries himself with this air of, like, that little bit of money is nothing to me. But it's everything to Micah Parsons. It's everything to CeeDee Lamb. That money is going to change their families' lives forever. They've worked for that. They put blood, sweat, and tears in for that, on that field, for you, already, for years. How are you not taking care of your players, your marquee guys? That's the last jersey I bought, a number 11 Micah Parsons jersey. I'm not jacking it, bro. I can't. It just looks stupid to wear a Dallas Cowboys star. Jerry Jones looks in the mirror. He sees himself as the star. He sees himself in this soap opera. The Dallas Cowboys are all about attention grabbing and clicks. So the longer that he can keep this Micah Parsons story going, the longer that he can drag his feet with the contract, because they got the money, they could pay him. But they should have paid him before Max Crosby, before Myles Garrett, TJ Watt. The price has just gone up. It counts against your roster construction. It counts against what you could do, and it counts against the team. You think these players are cool with that? They're all speaking out against it. It's just bad vibes and morale in camp. You're not good enough for that. And you know what else I hate? Because I'm a child of the 90s, grew up in the 90s, because I had no guidance and no one to tell me what team to root for, and I'm glad. Like, nobody forced me to be a Giants fan or a Jets fan. Nobody forced me to be a Yankee fan, but I obviously rolled with the winners. There's a lot of people pointing to the parallels between the Yankees and the Cowboys now and how their games are played on the History Channel and how they used to be championship caliber now. They're just living off the past, and that is true. That is true. But this is the Yankees radio network. It makes a lot of sense for me to stay a Yankee fan. It doesn't make any sense for me to be like, how about them Cowboys? No way. No way. 888-808-1019. I might lean Jets. I think if you can't go from being a Dallas Cowboy fan to a Giants fan. Rooting for the Giants, though. Excited for Tiki to join the broadcast. Carl Banks, Bob Papa, all those guys. Excited for the Giants fans at the station here. Big Mac, Morash, Loogie, everybody. You know, I want to see the Giants win some games. Losing 10 games in a row, picking in the top 10 every other year, like, that sucks. But I think I'm leaning Jets because I think the Jets with Aaron Glenn and Darren Mugi and what they got going on, it's not going to happen right away. But they're laying the foundation for being an actual organization and winning some games. It might not happen right away. But they're going to get there. They're going to get there. 888-808-1019. I'll take some football calls as well. But, yeah, going from the Dallas Cowboys to the Yankees, I mean, I know it's been 16 years since they won the World Series. But it's been a long time since the Yankees had that pedigree of, like, win. Nothing else. Nothing else matters more than winning championships. We are going out there. We are going to fight. We are going to compete. It means something to us and our fans to win. We're not going through the motions. We don't care about individual feelings. You know, like, I thought about that today, and people were talking about it online with Bruce Bochy pulling out Jack Leiter. And how the Yes Network was talking about Jack Leiter and Anthony Volpe playing together at Del Barton and how they grew up together. And obviously with Mark Leiter Jr. and Al Leiter being in attendance. And we all know the ties to the Yankees and the Mets and New York. You think that kid didn't want to stay out there? You think that didn't hurt his feelings? Bruce Bochy's like, I don't care. You're done. You're done. You're out. Not good enough. You're gone. Enough managing to try to build guys up. Enough managing worrying about guys' feelings. Enough protecting players that don't get it done. Because at the end of the day, Aaron Boone, like, that's going to cost you your job. At the end of the day, the Yankees are messing up the money for everybody. At the end of the day, you have to win. The business model is win, get to October, win a championship, and you'll plant a brand new money tree. Richie's in Queens on the Fan. Next, what's up, Richie?
Can you tell you?
I'm good, hanging out, talking sports and whatnot.
I love talking sports. A couple comments before I get to my Yankees. We'll get to the, not my Yankees, your Yankees. But
you're a Giants fan, right?
Yeah, depressing. You got the ball. You know, I'll get to him in a second.
They beat the
points.
Mets.
Lindor and Soto, major problem.
Yes.
I'm not a psychiatrist. There's a major problem there. I really, really feel it. And there's chemistry. And is that an issue? Could be. Number two, I watched Soto hit the home run, and I don't know if you saw it. He never, ever left the box. The ball was 4 feet or 3 feet over the center fielder. It would have been a single if it went in. And that is so typical of him.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Has he been a disappointment? And I know I could just feel the love dripping from you on talking about Soto. It's just, it's a love fest, Keith. But you know what? I never was one into, like, I know I... old guy up in the balcony, and I understand the salaries today, but he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing at this point. He's just not. He's hitting .248. You know, he's going to hit 30 home runs. He's hitting .130 with men on base. That's a big part of it. And I went to the Giant Met game Friday, and he came up in the 10th inning, came up small again. These are times, and most of the times he would make contact and something would happen. The thing with Jeter, I'm a Giant fan, as you know. The number one guy in the last 30 years that I would have taken on my team was Jeter. And people said, how can you say to you? I said, forget my affiliation. I love the guy. The fact that he's not there, that stinks. It's a missing cog. It's like going to your high school reunion and two of your teachers are not there. It's sad. And, you know, I know he's got a party or whatever, but you know what? That's him. I don't think he wants to play in the game because I know how.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to play in the game.
But not for him.
And I also don't think he cares to make the Yankees money selling tickets or show up. Like, he's done. He feels like he gave the Yankees 20 years of his life, and now it's family time. He's a married man. He's got kids. and that's his priority.
Yeah, but that point holds. I can understand that to a point, but you got plenty of time for that. There are certain times an obligation has to come into play, and I think he's kind of obligated to do that. Now, with the Yankees, you got Duvall. I watched him for 5 years. Keith, you're gonna say at times, wow. And other times, you're going to see a headset not working, falling behind. I don't. Bednar is more around the plate. I think he's better off suited. Duvall can be a real asset. He can be, but if Weaver can come back, and I understand Williams can't be in that closing role right now, but when you think about what they've done and how bad they've played, to be 10 up on Boston, now to be 4 behind, to be 7 up on Toronto, to be 6.5 behind, to let all of those wild cards come in, it's still in their hands. It's still in their hands. But to think 2 weeks ago that, well, we'd be fighting for the third wild card, wow. So I don't know what to think at this point with both teams. You know, I just look at the Brewers, and they've been a disappointment in the playoffs. I look at the Astros. They've been winners in the playoffs. They've proven they got a pedigree, and Milwaukee does not. I think Milwaukee, with their team speed, their hitting, their defense, and their pitching, I'm picking them to win it all this year at this point. But, look, anything can happen when you get to the playoffs. But I don't know what the Yankees are going to do. I mean, obviously, if Rodon can come up, Fried has not been that strong lately. If that middle of the bullpen, if Weaver can pick it up, and obviously Duvall and Bednar at the end, and I love your lefty. I think he's good enough. So, you know, the consistency has to be there. There's 53 games left, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Yeah, there's still plenty of time left, but urgency is needed. Not as much time as you had. It could still shake out where the Yankees win the division. It could still shake out where the Yankees are the top wild card. They have to control that, though. They have to play like their hair is on fire. They can't. It sucks because there's so many games early in the year where I say this every season. I've been on the fan. I'm like, the math isn't mathing. It's the same math. You can't punt games. You can't put punt lineups together. You can't rest guys. You can't do scheduled rest and have your best players out because you can't go so much into analytics that are like, you play a game against Toronto and Cody Bellinger's out. He's got to play every day. You can't pitch guys out of the bullpen because it's their day to pitch and you want to build them up and you want to get their No. If a guy is shaky, you got to know that. That's part of managing the game. I think Boone is there now. Knowing guys' body language, knowing that there are no extra days to waste. Every game is crucial. You need every game the rest of the way. We're running out of time. And, you know, the Mets, too. The Mets are expected to win. And, you know, I go back to the Soto stuff, you know, that Soto contract is going to be a monster. I mean, it already is. But, like, the performance that you're getting out of Soto at the plate right now is not what you were expecting this year. That's what you probably expected later, like, you know, year 10. Soto is supposed to be hitting around 300. And Soto's OPS is supposed to be, you know, I watched him last year. And, yeah, he was hitting in front of Judge. But there's something different about Soto this year. It's almost like, I know he's always had this arrogance and this cockiness and this swagger, but like Richie was talking about, like, you know, he hit that ball and admired it. Bro, the team was about to be no hit, but I guess you're the hero now. All eyes on me. You guys are booing me while I hit the home run to break up the no-no. You still got swept, right? You're still in right field bobbling the ball, not making a good throw. You're still not hustling. You're still struggling, and you're paid so much money. And you know what? I do think when you're paid that much money, you should be expected to be a leader. As you talk about Derek Jeter, and I'll address that before we break here, 888-808-1019. Like, this guy is not a leader in the clubhouse. And when you talk about Lindor is a leader in the clubhouse, and he led last year by example. He led with these team meetings, him and Nimmo putting their heads together. I feel like Juan Soto is there, but I don't know how much he's talking. I don't know. Like, he's a money guy. And the elephant in the room is like, yo, you guys brought this dude in here, and you gave him a suite. You gave him everything before he ever swung a bat for us. And now he's had so many opportunities through the year. It's August now. The return on investment is not there. And he walks around with this air of like, I'm the highest paid player in the sport. I'm the best player in the sport. And that's what it is, too. The sport can be fickle. Baseball is a humbling sport. It's a humbling game. You could be one of the best hitters in the game. And all these other factors come in. New York,
and the Yankee fans and the Met fans are booing you, and all the talk about you leaving the Yankees and going to the Mets and the richest contract, and you didn't make the All-Star game and you got snubbed and you should have been an All-Star, and oh, this contract, like, yeah, it got heavy for the guy, and he has not been himself. You need him to be. And I think there was just so much celebration on what Juan Soto being the piece to put the Mets over the top. Juan Soto will be the piece to get the Mets to the World Series. You're going to win World Series. You're going to start a dynasty, please. Like, go back and watch that press conference. What a joke now. Derek Jeter was a leader. Derek Jeter had to fight to get his money, but Derek Jeter was a leader on the field, in the clubhouse. There was a certain standard, and everybody followed behind him. So much so, Jabba Chamberlain was just speaking, and he said, I came up with Jeter and these guys where they said the regular season was just spring training for October. That was just us tightening things up and working on things for months until we got to October, because it was all about winning the championship or nothing else. 8:30 on my watch. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right back at it on the Fan in New York. Let's get to these calls faster. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson, on the Fan. I call this KM to AM, the five-hour version. Streaming live on my YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. Just search Keith McPherson and dial 888-808-1019. We are talking about the Mets and the Yankees. When are we not? And as we get closer to football, the Jets and the Giants will probably dominate the conversation. We are closer to preseason games. I will talk about, you know, Justin Fields, his struggles in practice. Practice? We talked about practice. I will talk about the Jets. I will talk about Cam Scataboo not playing and Malik Nabers and Russell Wilson and Jackson Dart and the Giants D-line. As we get later into the show, we got plenty of time. But coming off of the Mets almost being no hit today, being swept today, and Juan Soto, some of his antics today, if you watch that game, he's one of a kind, that guy. We're talking about Juan Soto. When are we not? Soto, right? All that talk about the Soto sweepstakes. Be careful what you wish for. As a Yankee fan, I'm glad Juan Soto is not on the Yankees. Sure, could we use his bat at times? Yeah, but they got plenty of bats. And I know the Met fan is, Cope. You guys are obsessed with Juan Soto. No, we're not. We got bigger fish to fry. We got other things going on in Yankee land. But I'm telling you, Yankee fans, if Juan Soto took that $760 million, we'd be in a way different world right now. We'd be in a way different zone right now. They're able to spread out the money. They're able to do things like cut DJ LeMahieu, cut Marcus Stroman, move on, because you aren't paying $50 million to one guy. And that one guy would have been in right field. And there's a guy that is a steal of a deal that plays right field, and eventually he'll get back there. Everything happens for a reason. Everything happens how it was supposed to go. And now the Met fan is looking like, well, damn, we got the richest owner in the sport. We're able to outbid the Yankees for this guy that's supposed to be the, like, piece to put us over the top, and still the Mets. Like Derek Jeter said, we don't hate the Mets. We just looked at the Mets as they're just the Mets. Still just the Mets. With Juan Soto, with Steve Cohen, with all of these high-priced players, and now you got the attendance and the LED lights and the mascot race and the dance crew and Edwin Diaz trumpets entrance and Ryan Helsley, Hell's Bells. I told y'all in the beginning of the season, all that is cool. The only thing that's going to matter is if you win. And now you're sitting at the big boy table with the Yankees. It's World Series or bust. It's championship or nothing. It's you win it all or you fail. But I know some Met fans are just going to be happy with the Mets getting the back-to-back postseasons because that's historic. That doesn't happen a lot. But we're not going to let you live it down, and that's why this entire week, Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday, I got on the Fan and I said, hold on. The Yankees' struggles are shielding the Mets. The Yankees losing is so loud nationally. Nobody cares that the Guardians beat the Mets 3-2. Nobody cares that the Mets lost 6 out of 7, 7 out of 8. Nobody cares that the Mets have the highest paid player in the game and he's batting 162 over his last. You know what I'm saying? Because it's, oh, well, the Yankees were in the World Series last year. The Yankees have Aaron Judge. The Yankees, the Yankees, the Yankees. Don't forget about the Mets. Let's get back to the phone. Moses is in Brooklyn on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thank you for having me.
Of course.
A first-time caller. Just want to share that I've been listening this whole time, but I feel that this was the spark that the Yankees needed. I do feel that this coming weekend is a must win series. And, you know, I'm glad that Boone made the decision not to go to Williams, because I think last year's Boone would have brought Williams back where Bednar came in. He would have gave him another chance and say, hey, you know, just shake it off and go ahead and lose this other game for us, like how he was doing with Clay, you know. But yeah,
not 3 days. They wouldn't have pitched him 3 days in a row. But
you know, but I don't know. Boone would have figured it out. He would have figured it out. He would have figured it out to lose it again. But this year, Yankees, I just got this feeling, man. This is the spark that they needed. They needed a welcome Bednar to the Yankees. That's 40 pitches too much, but it's okay because he dug deep. And he found something that we needed to see and we haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thanks for the call, Moses. Appreciate you making your first call into my show. And I hear what you're saying, but there's no way Devin Williams was pitching today under any circumstance. But I understand what you're saying because you've watched Aaron Boone go to Devin Williams, go to Clay Holmes, and just, you know, wear that out. where you're watching as a fan and you're saying, no, no, anybody else, please no. And they're willing to die on that sword. That is done. Today was a good day for the Yankees. Like you say, a spark. It's only a spark if they build off it. If they get swept by the Houston Astros, we're right back to where we were. It's only a spark if they actually learn from it, right? Where David Bednar is your closer. At least for the next, I don't know, month? See what else he's got. He proved a lot today. He looked like a guy that wants the closer job, like I said, not just this year, next year. He looked like a guy that was rested and said, hey, the other time I hopped out there, that wasn't me. Nah, I'm ready. I want this today. Boone, no, I want it. I'm finishing this game. This is my game. Go back. I got it. Even though he got jobbed, he struck out Corey Seager twice. Even though he got his pitch count up to more pitches than he's thrown in 3 years, like, he showed he's got the stomach for it. I hope he does for Yankee Stadium as well. He might not be available Friday. We'll see. We'll see what type of game we get into, but they have to build off of it. Paul Goldschmidt, oldie but goldie. Like, we need Paul Goldschmidt. This is a one-year Paul Goldschmidt in pinstripes deal. And he started off the year good, and then it wore off for me where I was like, this guy is turning back into what we feared, right? What the Cardinals let go, what people didn't want, why nobody was, lining up to sign the guy. He hits left-handed pitching. The Yankees have options now. Goldie doesn't have to be in there every day. Rice can be in there. Goldie can pinch it off the bench. Like, he's a weapon late in games, depending on who's on the mound. And let's hope that this sparks Goldie. He hit two home runs in a place where they're saying it's hard to hit home runs. Let's hope that Goldie picks it up the rest of the way. There's only a couple months left. And the defense, playing clean. Three double plays. The defense not committing errors. The one Rice catcher's interference, I excused it because I said, it can't happen. I excused it, though, because no harm, no foul, right? And then also it was because Rice said they just switched Rice. He just went from being catcher to behind the plate, but good. Like, what a revelation Ben Rice has been. You guys were calling me up a couple months ago asking if Ben Rice could play third base. Asking if he could just pick up third base. And I was saying, he's a catcher, but I don't know if they have faith in him behind the dish. They do now. And every time we see him back there, we're starting to have more faith in him than Austin Wells. These are good problems to have. They're not problems. Having a bench, having Jose Caballero, Amed Rosario, that's good. Having Stanton ready to go, Judge, the thing will kind of figure itself out. That it sucks, right? Because like Judge is going to need some time to get back. Judge did have a hit today, but another strikeout, and he didn't have a good night two nights ago. It sucks because Stanton is super hot right now. Stanton's the best hitter on the team right now, and you got to sit him in favor of getting Judge going again. But whatever, as long as they're winning, and they got this win today, and you know what? I felt like this was like, this was a gut check day. This was a, you are fighting for something. Like there were stakes here. If you lose, you don't own the tiebreaker over the Texas Rangers. If you lose, the Rangers jump you and you fall out of postseason position. If you lose, you get swept. If you lose, that's another. That's your third six-game losing streak this season. If you lose, then the conversations on WFAN tonight turn into fire Aaron Boone. Nobody has called me tonight to say fire Aaron Boone. 888-808-1019. Billy is in Westchester County next on the Fan.
Good evening, Keith. Hope all is well. Keith, I want to ask you a question, all right? The Yankees won the pennant last year. They started the season. They were a favorite from Las Vegas to go to the World Series again. Lose, but go to the World Series, all right? For the last 10 weeks, they've been one of the top five worst teams in baseball, correct? I want to ask you a question. What does Boone have to do to be fired? He can't be fired during the season, but if they don't make the playoffs, he would be fired. If you look at any other team in the major leagues, if they had this chance to go to World Series like the Yankees were favored to go, pennant winners last year, and no manager would have survived this. It's impossible to play ball for 10 weeks and look this bad.
Thanks for the call, Billy, but I disagree. Brandon Hyde was fired, right? The Orioles manager. Brandon Hyde was fired because they got out of the gate slow. A couple years back, they won 101 games. They have completely underachieved. They kicked him to the curb after they started off 15-28 this year. That I understood that. I understood that. You're not firing a manager that got to the World Series last year and is currently, if the season ended today, in the tournament. You're not firing that guy. The Yankees aren't. The Yankees gave him an extension. They also understand that there are other circumstances at play. Injuries, right? Judge got hurt. They're not firing the guy while Judge is down. Like, other guys are hurt and coming back. Luis Gil just came back. They're not firing the guy that, okay, Clark Schmidt, his season ended. Gerrit Cole's season ended in spring. They're not firing a guy that's got two rookie pitchers. You know what I'm saying? They're not firing a guy before the trade deadline. I never call for guys' jobs either. I'm never going to, you're not going to hear me get on the fan and say, they should fire the manager. Definitely not in the middle of the season. Like, yeah, even like, okay, go back to football, man. They fired Rob Saleh last year. How'd that work out after 5 weeks of the season? Like, that was going to do something. It tanked the team. So if they fired Aaron Boone, I think this team would go in the tank. I think these guys love Aaron Boone. I think these guys like Aaron Boone to the point where it's like, Brad Ausmus, his first year here, that's who you guys want to manage the team? And don't get me wrong. I was on last night saying Aaron Boone let them die. Aaron Boone sat there and watched. He was a passenger watching the car crash. But, like, the Yankees don't move like that. The last time the Yankees made a move like that, at the All-Star break, they fired hitting coach Dylan Lawson. And they brought in the mayor, Sean Casey. It didn't really do anything. Where'd they end up in 2023? So I don't think that they're going to make any rash decisions like that again. And I think it's crazy that we will erase almost 8 years of Aaron Boone with the Yankees for a bad 2 months. Aaron Boone is not the best manager in baseball. Aaron Boone has never managed any other team. Aaron Boone, who I call Cool Dad, who I think does run a country club, I think now he understands. If he didn't understand now, he had a different demeanor on Talking Yanks this week. His demeanor looked like he finally got to the point where it's like, okay, we aren't who we think we are. Yeah, we have gotten embarrassed. It is gut check time. It is self-evaluation time. It is time to look in the mirror and realize this isn't cutting it. This isn't good enough. We're disappointing our fan base. We have all the talent on paper, but we got to put it together. And it starts with me speaking as Aaron Boone. He managed his ass off today. Can we give him credit for that? Can we give the guy credit for, if you don't want to give him credit for every single move, go look at the box score. Go look at the score. The score was 3-2. What was the difference in the game? Paul Goldschmidt, pinch hit, homer. And then with runners on at the end of the game, where they could have gotten walked off, where they could have been swept, he stays with David Bednar, a guy he just met. He stays with David. He doesn't have Devin Williams. That's done. Doval is up. He goes out there, and I'm screaming in my house, take him out. 40 pitches. All we need is one out. Go get the fresh arm to make sure we... But, like, as a manager, getting to know his potential closer, I'm pretty sure this guy's going to get the first crack at it. He let this guy go out and finish the job, and I'm telling you, that type of stuff the team can build off of. That type of stuff, they're talking about that as they're getting ready for the flight. I heard Susan after the game, she's like, I haven't heard music in this clubhouse in so long, it seems. Yeah, because they just lost 5 in a row. I've been in the Yankee clubhouse after a game. It's supposed to turn into Club 161. They have a whole playlist that they play. They have a whole ritual for things that they do, game awards and stuff like that. But when you lose, it's zoop. It's Devin Williams is sitting in silence in the corner by himself and everybody's sulking and feeling bad for themselves. Well, enough. Enough feeling bad for yourselves. You got the rest of the season in front of you. You are in the dance. You are in the wild card. Improve your position. You're going to get everybody's best shot the rest of the way. Here come the Astros. So if you're not ready to play Friday, the Astros are going to let you know about it, and so are the Yankee fans. It's time. Brian's in Stamford, Connecticut next. Hello, Brian.
What's going on, Keith? Love the show.
Thanks, man. I'm, just getting through the first couple hours, talking that Yankee talk.
Yeah, no, that's what I wanted to talk about. And, you know, I was listening to what you were saying before, and I really agree with you. Just the fact that, you know, they have the roster, they have the team, they have the lineup and the pitching, but they just haven't been doing it. And, you know, as a big fan, it's tough just watching every game and seeing how bad they've played over the past couple months. And, you know, you say they like Boone, you know, it's just, I guess I just go back and forth. Is it just the players not locked in, or is it that there's just no accountability? Like, why do you think every year this team, the past 4 or 5 years, goes through an elongated stretch where they're one of the worst teams in baseball?
I honestly, I've talked about it a bunch. I think they live off the Yankees of the past. I think that they are coddled. I think that they are protected to the point where, like, the lines get blurred where, you know, we always hear about, oh, it's different behind closed doors, but is it? Is it? Like, it gets kind of crazy how much, you know, these guys are able to run into outs, do stupid things, not get benched, not get held accountable. Like, I feel like the lines are blurred. I do feel like these are the participation trophy era Yankees. The hunger isn't always there. The compete level isn't always there. And maybe now going through this much losing and looking in the mirror, like, this is a hard truth. Like, you are no better than the White Sox since June. You got to get it together. Now is the time. Judge is back. The deadline is passed. There is no help on the way besides Fernando Cruz and Ryan Yarbrough. Like, you have all that you need. You need to go out there every single day, have your head screwed on, be ready to play, and fight.
And I know you were saying, like, you know, there's no way they're firing Boone, which I agree with, even though I would like it to happen. But I just wonder, like, do you think if they did actually do that and they got a manager in there who would manage, that it would garner much different results than what they've got since he's been the manager?
I don't. Thanks for the call, Brian. I don't. I've said this, and I will say it probably for the rest of the time that you hear me on The Fan, and maybe Brian Cashman is the general manager and Aaron Boone is the manager during that time. If they fire Brian Cashman, they need Brian Cashman to hire the next general manager. That's not happening. Brian Cashman will bow out when he's ready to bow out. And even when he does bow out, he's going to be emeritus. He's going to be somewhere behind the scenes guiding the Yankees through whoever the next GM is. And then if they were, like, it would make no sense to make Aaron Boone the sacrificial lamb. The sacrificial lamb when, man, that's the guy that Brian Cashman chose. So head's got to roll. And it's going to be Aaron Boone that suffers. When Cashman made the roster and Cashman, he never managed anywhere else, Cashman put him in that position. And then who do you think replaces Aaron Boone? Somebody that's going to come in like Buck Showalter? Somebody that's going to come in like Tito Francona, Bruce Bochy, Pat Murphy, when he's old school? No. No. If they wanted that, they could have just let Joe Girardi stay there and get old. The next manager of the Yankees will be another guy that is in lockstep with the front office, doing their bidding, doing what they want to do, that is literally just like, you know, Aaron Boone. And then I know as Yankee fans, we are spoiled, and I also know we are tired of not being champions, being close, and you think that firing the manager and getting another voice in there, another whatever is going to give you better results, or firing Cashman, or, you know, I see another world where it's like, be careful what you wish for. Similar to the Met fan, be careful what you wish for. Wanting Juan Soto, oh, he's renting in the Bronx and buying in Queens. Yeah, have fun with that. Yankee fans, be careful what you wish for. The Yankees are good every year. The Yankees are in it every year with Brian Cashman. They're in it right now with Aaron Boone. And it is not a guarantee that another general manager or another manager will be able to handle all of this. 888-808-1019. We got to break it down again. Time is flying by. It's 9 o'clock. When we get into the 9:30 hour, I will sprinkle in some football topics through the whole league. I will also talk about some other things. I talked about the Knicks a little bit last night. Ben Simmons, Carl Anthony Towns having dinner with Mike Brown. Leon Rose still kind of checking on Giannis Antetokounmpo. So, like, you know, we will talk all sports, but I have plenty of calls. I see you guys holding. I do want to get to your Yankees and Mets takes and thoughts. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.